Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Junie has a quick question for you today, John. She says, I would like to know how you glorify God in your running and jogging. I am a runner and I'm seeking ways to do just that.
Well, I wrote an article one time, How to Glorify God Drinking Orange Juice, because Paul said, whether you eat or whether you drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So I better be able to answer this. Well, here would be some ways. Number one, gratitude for legs, heart, lungs. The older I get, the more keenly aware I am, how fragile I am, and every breath I take, if I were able to maintain consciousness of truth, I would give thanks to God that He has given me these. So as you head out, put on your running clothes and your shoes, and you hit the pavement or the grass, you say, God, thank you so much that I can walk. Thank you that I can swing these arms. Thank you that I can run with these legs. Thank you that my heart is pumping and that my lungs are working. This is a sheer gift from you, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Second, I would say, what are your motives? Not just gratitude that you can do it, and so you do it. What are your motives in doing it? And if your motives are so that you can eat chocolate bars and not get fat because you've got an addiction to chocolate, that's not as high a motive or as good a motive as so that you can be both mentally and physically at peak performance for Christian ministry. Then you're honoring God by your motives. Now, there may be some other good motives as well, but jogging, most people know, does good things for the brain so that you don't get as depressed when you exercise, and it does good things for the body so that you can use your body more fully for God's glory. So the motive issue, the gratitude issue would be one way, the motive issue would be another. A third would be, how do you do it? How do you dress when you do it? Are you decent? That would glorify God rather than being indecent. Number two, do you knock people down when you're running? That's not a good idea. Number three would be, do you make noise getting ready and always wake up your wife so that she doesn't get enough sleep? You know, that, in other words, are you doing it in a loving way so that people clearly see this is not vain? This is done in a carefully thought through way that honors the Lord. And then here's a fourth little thing I'll tack on. Do you have an eye to turning it into ministry? In other words, can you draw somebody in with you who needs some help with their discipline? Are you willing to stop along the way to help somebody like the Good Samaritan? Are you willing to do some evangelism along the way so that you stop and share Jesus? Is it ministry? So those would be four ideas for how something like jogging could redound to make God look great. That's what glorify God means, make God look good like He really is.
If you have a question for John Piper, send it to us. The address is radio@desiringgod.org. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, @desiringgod.org. You will also find a wealth of resources from free sermons and online books to questions and answers and much more at www.desiringgod.org.